Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. We got some news, a lot of NFT stuff. I mean,
well,
the blur.
Crypto, too. Crypto's had some life. Crypto's been lively. You know, Bitcoin has been up to 24/7, almost 2,500. Like, the last 60 days has been up 45%.
What were the lows, Brian? If you had bought at the turn of the year.
Yeah. At the end of the year, you know, towards tax season, if you would have bought, like, literally end of December.
Show them the chart.
No, it's not. It's like at end of the year, it's 16.5. And then now it's like 2,500. So, like, you're up 45%, basically. And same with Ethereum, where it's like Ethereum has just pushed 1,700 now. Like, there are coins that are pumping, and at the same time, stocks are going down. So, like, we're still in inflation, CPI market, like, inflation is still rising, even though it's maybe a little lower than expected. CPI is happening. And so, you know, there's still, like, crypto, there's some life, so there's definitely coins being played, and you definitely get the vibes of last bull market where, you know, you still have influencers, you know,
what,
like, shilling these, like weird ass coins.
What I'm thinking is that there's an evolution, but it's like also similar as like recent or later cycles where, look, man, if you're dumb, then there's a lot of scams out there, just like there always are. But if you actually pay attention, you can outperform.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
if you can identify who's actually a scammer, like Nigerian princess, like,
if you can avoid that, because people will have like three good bets in a row and then lose everything on something else.
Yeah. So honestly, it's just like you can't even say do your own research because like people might
trust your gut.
Up.
Hey, no, not financial advice.
It's a people thing.
Not legal advice.
It's a people thing where it's like,
Don't trust us on
what
anything.
I've learned these past couple, honestly, past couple of weeks is like ask questions where it's like you're in these discords, like ask questions like, is this a scam? You know what I mean? Like, is this a scam? Is this real? Is this floating money? So it's like, just actually like, it's like crazy. Crypto's pumping. Fed wants to crack down on regulation, which is even crazier. Right? Because you wouldn't expect crypto to pump. But, you know, with all this regulation and fears, you know, last week we talked about how Ethereum staking is considered a security and they want to tax that. And so, you know, they've actually cracked down on Paxos, you know, they've on BUSD, the Binance stablecoin. Even though it's a stablecoin, they're treating it as a security. And so that actually, like, that news caused it to lose its peg a little bit. And so, and then, you know, that changing with Hong Kong announcing that, you know, they want to be a hub for crypto. You have all these Chinese market influences. And it's funny because it's too, is like some of the influencers, they were, you know, writing tweets in Chinese, like Chinese translation, to appease to the Chinese market, where it's like they might be responsible for this pump. So it's crazy.
Yo, besides that, like the Chinese influence is that the money might move to Macau. What people don't understand is that there's these spheres of influence and a lot of money has gone into recently. The gambling coins, Rollbit, Soul Casino.
What is Rollbit? Because, like,
I'll tell you about it. I mean, look, the whole thing is in the United States, it's ridiculous where they restrict what you're allowed to do. And that's why a lot of people have to do the non-KYC stuff with VPNs. And that's illegal.
You
know, it's hard to tell what's legal or illegal in the United States. But in other countries, you can 100x leverage and then piss your money away. You might as well be rolling dice on the fucking craps table. But the thing is, Rollbit is the same as like everyone's getting a stake where if you buy Rollbit tokens, even if you're not gambling, then you get some residual income. And now if everything is tokenized, everybody can make their own rules with for however you want to actually do business with someone. So Rollbit, Gainsy has a lot of Rollbit tokens, but he's been gambling on Rollbit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And sorry.
He's using tokens to get to leverage.
Basically. No, he's gambling in the ecosystem of basically if you tokenize things, I mean, you can completely create the rules where the shares that you buy.
You create the tokenomics.
If you're a stock trader, you have certain rights and then there's a certain value for the stocks that you purchase. Why shouldn't everything be decentralized and tokenized so that you don't have to be under the purview of whatever government is trying to regulate the trading of stocks?
Yeah, it's crazy out there with the regulation. Now they want to crack down.
They're trying to crack down on all these tokens, but
the cat's
out of the bag. Who's to stop you from issuing Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
Yeah.
Or Brian tokens?
VPN, anybody.
It's a very simple set of things, exactly. And when it gets to the point, what I was trying to tell Brian was the friction is going to go down. And I'm really excited about this idea where everyone can have their own token that means whatever they say they want it does. And do we believe in the American dollar? Or do we believe in Brian Coin or Doge Coin or Twitter Coin or Elon Coin? And why do we care?
Hardcore internet communities with fan fests.
Well, when
supporting coins,
when the friction goes to zero and you can trade coins regardless of anything, what makes you trust the coins issued by governments? The only thing that they'll have to do is be able to like come at you to be saying that, yo, man, you can't, you need to use our dollars or whatever. Or I don't know. The government, Brian, who do you trust? Me. You trust me. You trust Brian. The Bitcoin versus the dollar versus like other currencies. And then when they start doing restrictions and then they force you to not allow you to trade currencies. That's when it gets a bit shady. So Brian is more about like getting Rolexes.
Yeah, I don't know. The market has been really hard. So like the stock market has been declining, but crypto's been up. But like, I don't know. We've been burned before about crypto. So it's been tough. So last week, you know, you got to put your name on some Rolexes. You know, maybe I get them, maybe I don't.
We'll see. Is that your show?
No,
and we got to cover Blur a bit.
No, so that's what the thing is that the one big news this week, since last week, has been the launch of Blur and Arbitrum. So Arbitrum has been taking off this past week. You know, it doesn't have its own coin, but it has its own, you know, it's basically a layer one, for those who don't know. But literally, there are coins that are getting launched on Arbitrum where their the exponential like gains has been like 452,000, like 40, like five digit percentage places, which is like nuts. And one of those reasons is Blur, which is their version of NFT marketplace.
And then the thing is, they're avoiding the royalty costs. But now this is disrupting the entire business model for all the NFT communities.
Yeah, so there was an airdrop. There's a huge airdrop where there was a five, like people made like five figures or like initially, but then it actually like just went up exponentially to like $5 and then it dipped down to 60 cents.
It's crazy because
people made tons of money.
A lot of people got airdropped these coins and then they sold immediately, but it was roughly like a dollar. And then it dropped to like 20 cents, but then now it's like almost hovering like two or five or what?
Really? The highest was five for Blur. And so, you know, people are kicking themselves that they didn't sell, even because it's free money that you get the airdrop. So it's crazy.
So OpenSea actually is Blur's competitor.
Changing the rules.
And then OpenSea said, we're not going to do royalties and royalty protection for the artists. But now it cuts off a giant source of income for the artists, but it's like kind of they're doing
The
a race to the
volume,
bottom.
they try to make up for the
No,
volume.
they're doing a race to the bottom now where they're like, we'll cut our fees. Are you going to make enough money or are we going to make enough money? I think it's going to go poorly.
So yeah, we'll see what if that happens with Blur. So Blur has just been popping off, like we said, it's a marketplace on Arbitrum. Like people have gained airdrops, like 5-figure airdrops. It's been going up like crazy. Like it's actually like forced, like Daniel was saying, OpenSea to,
Respond.
like respond and eliminate royalties. So and then that consequently caused NFT projects to explain, like, Luga Nets had to explain, we actually, I bought this company based on royalties. And so he had to pivot a little bit, but apparently he's known this for a while. And so he's just
Well,
been
you have to like see it
pivoting.
coming for some time. And then the big thing is that he might actually, this is the crazy thing is that the Pudgy Penguins might be more positioned to capitalize on this. They had already been planning for this type of eventuality. So what they were trying to do was establish themselves as a business. Look, if you don't get residual income off of the trading of your NFT, a lot of these hype, like legacy, niche NFT projects. Dude, I have a mutant ape. I have a this, I have a that. And then the people that actually put out the mutant apes, they're like, we're cool and we're going to continue to make money. Yo, when they remove this mechanism for earning residual income, it's going to be a very serious problem. And so there was this guy, Jimmy. He's a famous Bored Ape Yacht Club guy who was talking about putting out additional projects. And he's a builder, quote unquote. And then he said, you know, I put millions into this one project, but without the residual income off of the. And I mean, it's part of their business model. Is it unfair to take the 5%? Or the thing is, if you change the rules in the middle of the day, yeah, a lot of these projects don't exist and they just exist off of hype because the thing is the traders trade these NFTs and then they try to trade for money, hoping things go up or down. But that fraction keeps the whole ecosystem going because the people that create the art or whatever the NFTs at the beginning, they keep making money as long as they keep the hype going. But now, if you change the business models, if you don't get the residuals off of like the 5%, these people are going to be having to,
Losing money.
well, they're going to need to do new projects. So instead of just having it be going up in value and then like trading, dude, the Pudgy Penguins make 5% off of expensive trades because they've increased the value over time, hopefully. If they don't get the royalties anymore, they're fucked. So then they're going to have to sell new and more NFTs. It's changed the whole market. What are they going to do? Dilute their brand by having to continually sell things because they're not
Sell
getting royalties.
merch, yeah.
They're going to sell merch. They're going to do this, that. It's like, it's completely diluted the market.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, and NFTs are just wild. Like, yeah. The Compi
The
Pandas that.
volume has increased. Compi has taken a dip a little bit
Well,
from last week, huh?
yeah, but the market is evolving. And then there was a CPI dip and bounce.
Yeah, the
Crypto went up
CPI,
and down. It was a
yeah.
bull trap. And then this is the crab. It's
Well,
a crab.
is it a bull trap right
No,
now?
the
Because
crab
it's like
market
up to
means that there's a
1800.
crab because you
Yeah.
move side to side.
Yeah.
You move side to side.
Yeah.
It's just a, yeah.
So it is, yeah, the CPI wasn't, it was still high, but it was like lower than expected. So it's kind of weird where it's like there's no economic or macro to push crypto pumping. But right now, crypto is pumping, you know, kind of carrying on that momentum from the AI narrative. And now it's just like, you know, DeFi is beginning to come back. You know, Link is actually like Link's at $8, which is like crazy. But you still look at these charts, you know, it's still flat. And so,
So the things that I look at are just the idea of flows. And the thing is, retail might be bouncing back, which is cool. And then if there's enough people, you know, Brian and I used to watch Industry, and I loved it when Rishi was just like, oh, they failed that order. All these like apes on the internet.
no.
Retail is kind of bouncing back and like a bit more bullish, I think.
I don't know, FTX, after the FTX cleanse, it actually looks a lot better for
Cleaner.
sure. And but you know, it's just you don't know about the macro situation. Right now the
I think
macro
it'll dip back
doesn't
down. I think
match,
we're gonna
yeah.
be like
There's gonna be
crabbing.
some kind of pullback.
We're in a range. Yeah, no, there was a pullback.
Well, there is from today.
But what's your show, man?
I don't know. I think Cash is still the move, but I also like Ethereum or Link if it goes below 7. Because the AI play, it fits that play. You know, it's just like data, giving data to the blockchain, transferable. So it's like there's so many different services that they can provide, and it's
I'm gonna
really
go
cool.
out on a limb here. I changed it. I was gonna say Kanpai Pandas, but that's because I have three of them, so I want them to go up. But you know what I'm
Three.
gonna actually say?
Jeez.
Shiba Inu.
Can you
Seriously.
just watch that alleyway?
No, I just feel that meme coins are gonna bounce.
Yeah, Modern Warfare resurgence dudes get that announce and
Shib. Get some shib.
that analysis.
Buy some shib. That's my show. We good? Anything else? Last words?
We chill, we groovy, baby. Thank you for listening. It's been a good episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast, and peace.